The first World Eskimo Indian Olympics were in 1961 on the banks of the Chena River in Fairbanks. The traditional games and dances were held every year until 2020. This year, the celebration will keep COVID in mind, as coordinators ask attendees to be vaccinated or wear masks.
Our people have a long and sordid history with epidemics, so it's not anything we really want to play with. We want to do as much as we can, but we still are going to have some considerations.
That's Gina Kallik, who is Koyakon Dina and chair of the WIO Board of Directors. The 9-member board is organizing the games as volunteers because they raised no money last year to hire a staff person for the big event. This 60th anniversary festival is likely to require 30 to 40 volunteers. Kallik says instead of having a Contributor of the Year award, they'll have a special acknowledgement of that volunteering tradition.
This year, we're having a special gift made. It's a commemorative pin, and we're going to track down as many of the organizers and board members that are still with us that we can find, and they're all going to be the Contributor of the Year.
The games are derived from hunting and whaling, and many are designed to build up brute strength or test endurance to survive in rural Alaska. Events like the knuckle hop and the ear pull challenge the ability to withstand pain, and contests like the Alaskan high kick and the toe kick hinge on balance and agility. In some years, dancers and athletes have come from Greenland, Siberia, Canada, and Hawaii to share their traditional games. Kallik says for most events this year, athletes and judges can stand apart, but coordinators are asking athletes who will be right next to each other to be fully vaccinated before the event begins next Wednesday, July 21st. That includes the Indian stick pull, Eskimo stick pull, greased pole walk, four-man carry, ear pull, and arm pull.
So for those games, we are requiring vaccination.
Those athletes or volunteers will be given special wristbands that allow them more access around the venue. Kallik says she knows they will be asked to make exceptions.
It's already happened, and we've said maybe next year.
With athletes, dancers, and arts and crafts vendors coming from all over Alaska and the Arctic, the games become like a four-day family reunion. But some of that festive atmosphere will still be muted.
Something that's very popular is when the dance teams have the invitational dances. We're going to have to ask people to dance in place and not come down to the floor.
All daytime events, except for the high kick, will be outdoors on the field behind the Big Dipper building, and all those events will be free. A special guest, Molly of Denali, will be at the event from 6 to 8 p.m. during the opening ceremonies next Wednesday. A schedule of events and registration information are on the World Eskimo Indian Olympics website, WEIO.com. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.